and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Now, author Tim Keller states that marriage introduces you to yourself. And having been married for only 2 years myself, I can tell you that that is absolutely true. So many things happen in marriage that really force you to see yourself in a different light than you ever have before. And it's such a wonderful spiritual and emotional institution. Yet it seems like the world has us set unrealistic expectations for it and believe many different things about what a marriage should be and what it should look like. So the media tells us that it's either unnecessary or old-fashioned, or that things have to be perfectly aligned in order to make that leap forward into your relationship. And an article in the New York Times recently dove into the three different but not mutually exclusive views that we can have when it comes to marriage. The first view you can have on marriage is the psychological view. So it seems like so many books and popular culture emphasize the fact that marriage is the biggest, most daunting decision you will ever make. So they advise years of thought and dating and even cohabitating before you could possibly ever be sure that this is the right thing to do. And well, yeah, marriage is a very serious and important decision. Looking at marriage only in this way seems to focus on everything that could go wrong with it rather than the wonderful things that could go right. I mean, statistically, it's true that almost half of marriages end in divorce or separation. However, this takes all of the faith and the spiritual journey out of making this important decision. LDS leader Henry D. Taylor said, "One of our greatest responsibilities and yet privileges is the right to make choices. You will have the privilege of choosing the one who you wish to marry. If we live righteously, the Holy Spirit will be our companion and guide us in making these important decisions." So basically, yes, marriage is a difficult decision to make, but it's not impossible. Millions of people, billions of people have done it and have made the right choice. And if we include the Lord in this decision, if we pray and ask for his help and guidance, he really will help us evaluate if the person we're with is the person we should be with. The second way to view marriage is through a romantic lens. So this is the way most movies and songs would have you view a marriage or relationship goals in general. And the media leads you to believe that there's this magic moment where everything is passionate and just makes sense and just flows smoothly in a relationship. And for that to happen, the person you're with needs to first be beautiful and handsome, or already have the right job, the right car, the right house, the right family and friends, and the same sense of humor as you. Kind of a tall order. And while it's important, very important, to be attracted to your spouse, Elder Richard G. Scott, a former LDS church leader, advises us that there is more to a foundation of eternal marriage than a pretty face or an attractive figure. There is more to consider than popularity or charisma. As you seek an eternal companion, look for someone who is developing the essential attributes that bring happiness: a deep love of the Lord and of his commandments, a determination to live them, one that is kindly understanding, forgiving of others, and willing to give of self. So yes, attraction to a spouse is extremely important, but don't overlook certain things that are also much more important. And then the third and probably most important way to look at marriage is the moral view of marriage. And the New York Times article states that this is the highest, most noble view of the marriage relationship. And it's a belief that you're not getting together to get married only to have children or only to be physically taken care of in your life, but that there is actually a divine spiritual purpose to your union, that it can actually make you a better person. And a loving spouse really forces you to look at yourself honestly and realize that you're not maybe as wonderful or as perfect as you might have thought, but they still see the good in you and they still choose to be with you and believe in your potential despite your character flaws and shortcomings. And the article also states that when you look at a marriage through a moral lens, you realize the everyday tasks of marriage are opportunities to cultivate a more selfless love. Every day there's a chance to inspire and encourage your partner to become his or her best self. And it's not about two individuals trying to satisfy their own needs. It's a partnership of mutual self-giving for the purpose of moral growth and to make their corner of the world a little better. I love that definition of marriage, and I love this advice. Now, again, all of these views of marriage are not mutually exclusive. You absolutely should be aware of the psychological aspects of your marriage, how big of a decision this is, and if you're making the right decision. But don't overlook the fact that the Lord really can help you make the right decision. Also, romance is incredibly important in marriage. Be attracted to your spouse. Have fun with them. But don't let that be the most important reason that you're marrying them. And then, of course, the moral view of marriage. Make sure that you feel like you are really making a higher, commitment to yourself, to your spouse, and to God, because marriage is such a blessing. And it involves so many different people's lives. It's so important that you and your spouse work together towards a common goal to lift each other and lift your family together with you. And above all, remember that marriage is the Lord's way of creating happiness and unity among His children. So for more advice on relationships, you can visit mormonchannel.org. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.